Hi guys, and welcome to Wellness Wednesday. So today we're going to talk about watermelon, and I'm excited about this one because I'm kind of one of those ones that used to think until I met my dear friend, Damien, that I was always like, yeah, but it's just basically like sugary water to me. I don't feel like I get much out of it. So she is here to explain the benefits of watermelon. So take it away, Damien.
Yes. So my daughter eats these every day. She cuts this huge one open and leaves half of it on the counter for me to take care of every single day. But luckily she eats them so quickly that it's not a huge deal because it's so big, it hardly fits in my fridge. And yeah, I often sit there and go, are all the things I know about watermelon right? Because boy, she sure does eat a lot of watermelon. But yes, indeed. I mean, watermelon is, you know, has a lot of water and sugar in it, but watermelon also has actually a lot of, it's a great source of vitamin A and C. And it also has some carotenoids in them. You know, it has a red flavor or a red, red flesh. So, which are from the lycopenes, which are the same as what's in tomatoes. So, you know, those are great added vitamins and minerals and phytonutrients that go along with watermelons. And the good thing is that, sure, it might have a high glycemic index because it has sugar in it. The actual glycemic load or how it affects your blood sugar is not high. It's actually quite low. So that's the good news. For those that are, you know, highly sensitive, you know, have a handful of nuts with it. I always advocate people eating a little bit of protein and healthy fats with fruit anyways. So there's definitely people that are really blood sugar sensitive and should eat some balanced snacks. But thankfully, watermelon does not have a high glycemic load. So, you know, some of the benefits to watermelon is weight loss. It is very filling and people can tend to not eat a ton around it because they fill up, which can be a good thing. And it has some anti-cancer properties. It also has some performance enhancement properties. So yeah, watermelon's a whole food. It's a great fruit. It's got some nutrients in it along with the sugar and water. So I say go for it, especially all season long. It's a, you know, it's a short one in the summer. So Perfect. Eat it while you can.
Not a bad idea. It's something to have before a workout for the, as far as the performance enhancing, and it's easy to digest. So you're not doing something in your body where you're going, oh.
Totally. And other melons too, they're going to be the same thing. You know, cantaloupe has the orange flesh, so it's going to have other phytonutrients that are good. So again, variety is excellent. Always eat your variety, but all the melons are going to be kind of similar.
Perfect. And I'm with you on the whole mess thing. My husband does the same thing, slices it. There's sticky juice everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, the watermelon.
I know.
So yeah, you're advocating for us continuing to have watermelons in our house. So fine.
I know. It's better that than, you know, a huge bag of chips everywhere, I guess. So,
so true.
I pick my battles over here.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thanks, pal.
You're welcome. You guys
all have a great Wednesday and we'll see you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.